We continue our learning Leila Nishmas David Ben Menachem Arush and Lecham Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu where Maaseh Sheni Perakei Mishnah Yud Aleph. We continue to darshan out of the Psuk in Parshas Kisavo in the laws of and the declaration of Yidui Maaseh. Kachol Mitzvah Sochasher Tzvisani. What do we say? We declare, I've done all the mitzvos the way you commanded me. That is a declaration that I follow the proper order for separating Maaseh. So the order is Bikurim, then Truma, then Maaseh Rishon, then Maaseh Sheni, and if it's the third and the sixth year, it's Maaseh or Ani. If I did it out of order, that's not Ma'akev. The halacha is Afal Pishen Ma'akevin Zezeh. Even though they're not Ma'akev one another, nonetheless, I'm supposed to do it in the proper order. And if I didn't, so I violate a negative commandment. Pasuk says in Shmos Perichav Beis Malei Asacha Videmachalosa Acher. I'm supposed to do it in the proper order. The Trumas and Masos, etc. So, therefore, I can't eat. So, yes, but the evidence would be effective. But I can't say kechol mitzvah sacha asher tzivisani if, let's say, as the Mishnah says, ha imhikti maser sheni larishon, I separated maser sheni prior to maser rishon, en yecholos vados. I can't say the proper vidui. Because I didn't do so, I didn't do it in the ideal fashion. The Mishnah then says, lo avarti mi mitzvah secha. What does that mean? Person says, I haven't transgressed your commandments. Another declaration that I didn't do anything wrong been separating masters. So what is this phrase referring to? So it's referring to this particular phrase is excluding those masters where I designate masters that are disqualified, even with the evidence. Right, so it means the first kechol mitzvah sechasher tzvisani. So that's telling me that which I should do lechatzchila I didn't do, so you can't say vidya maser. This phrase is telling me lo avayti mitzvah secha that which vidyevid would disqualify the vidya maser. So here we're referring to things that would actually be prohibited. So what's included in that? What would be considered that it wouldn't be good even vidyevid? That of course, if I didn't follow properly, I can't say the vidya maser. Number one, I didn't separate. We know we're not allowed to separate or designate one species of produce as truma, let's say, for another species. We spoke about it in the past. Wheat on barley or wheat on wine. So such a thing is not effective. I can do for wheat on wheat. It doesn't have to be from the same barrel. But for one species on another, I'm not allowed to do that. We learn this in Sefer, we learn it in Maseches Trumos already. And the Mishnah is telling us that this would be something where if I violated it, I obviously can't say vidui maaser because I would have to declare lo avarti mimitzvosecha. Obviously, if I was mafresh from one min on the other, so on a different min, so then I did violate your mitzvos. What else is in this category? Velo minat talosh ala mechuba, velo minat mechuba ala talosh. Also, that which we learned in the past. I'm not going to separate from that which is detached from the ground on something that is attached from the ground, and vice versa. So it's also a violation. If I did it, but the evidence, no good. This is a basic law that applies to separating shumos and masros. So obviously, I can't declare the vidui if I didn't follow this properly. Same thing. The new crop, referring to the crop of the of this year, I can't separate that on behalf of the old crop from last year, and vice versa. Produce that grows in one year can be designated as truma for produce from a different year, even though they're both chayim and truma. And if I did so, but the evidence no good. It's not valid at all. It's completely disqualified. It's obviously I can't say vidya maaser because this would be then I would be lying. Lo avarti mitzvah secha. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Devar dover shkarim lo yikom lenegad einoy. So I'm not allowed to speak lies in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. So, and min hayashan ala chadash, also no good from the old crop on the new crop, based on the pasuk, aser ta aser, eis kol tzivu asarecha yotzei asadeh, shana, each year has its own designation. Next, velo shachachti, what do I declare? I say I followed all your mitzvahs, and lo avayti mitzvahs, and then it says velo shachachti, and I didn't forget, what does that refer to? Velo shachachti milavarecha, la haskir shimcha olav. It means I didn't forget to bless you and mention your name upon this. What's that referring to? So that's talking about a mitzvah, making a bracha. Before I do a mitzvah, I have to make a bracha. So, and we have, and it is, Ulahaskir Shimcha Lov, I mention Hashem's name, according to Rabbi Yochanan in Masechas Brachas of Dav Mem. So he says a bracha not only includes Shem Hashem, it needs Shem and Malchus to have the status of a bracha. So we would have to understand the Mishnah that Umilahaskir Shimcha Lov is not just Shimcha, but Shem and Melech Olam. Not only Hashem's name, Hashem Elokeinu, but Melech Olam also is a requirement. One of the interesting questions on this mystery is that it seems from these psukim that, oh, if you're telling me on a Torah level, I can only make Vidi Maser if I made a bracha, making a bracha, I thought about making a bracha before I do a mitzvah, is only a Din D'Rabbanan. So how could that be? So many claim, you're absolutely right, it is only a Din D'Rabbanan. The psukim we're quoting here are only an Asmachta, only finding a support in the Torah. Nonetheless, the Mefarshim explain that it's quite possible that even though I'm violating a rabbinic prohibition, here I did not say a bracha, nonetheless, that can preclude a vidui ma'aser midaraisa. I can't say that I lo shachachti, I didn't forget anything, and mentioning Hashem's name, even though that may be only a din d'rabbanan to mention Hashem's name, nonetheless, this can disqualify a vidui ma'aser midaraisa. Others claim that it's true that generally speaking, a bracha on mitzvos we treat as d'rabbanan, but not necessarily so to the complete extent as we think. Midoraisa, it's possible that there is a requirement to praise Hashem and bless Hashem when I separate maasros, trumos and maasros, and that's precisely what the pasuk is saying. The fact that the lashon of this bracha is asher kedishanu b'mesavet tzivanu, etc. So there's the matbea bracha, the formulation of the bracha may be derabbanan, the nusach of this bracha is derabbanan. But the concept of the bracha may be d'oraisa, and therefore lo shachachti indeed may be referring to something that's d'oraisa anyway. Perek, hey, Mishnah, Yud, Beis. Lo achalti va'oni mimena. We continue to speak about the vidui maser. What does a person say? He says, I did not eat from the maser when I was owning. But the halacha is that you're not permitted to eat from kachim, from a maser, when you're an onein. An onein is when a person is suffers the passing of one of the closest seven closest relatives. Midaraisa aninus, an onein only lasts the day of the death, even after the burial, but only that day, not the night afterwards. Midarabanan, we extend aninus laila is midarabanan. And our custom as well is that aninus continues even to the next day, as long as it's prior to the burial. But midoraisa, there's only aninus of the day of the kvura. The day of the death and the day of the kvura is aninus midoraisa. The night that follows is only midarabanan. So we here have someone who's declaring that he did not transgress this particular Torah restriction. And if he did eat maaser sheni while he was an oni, obviously he can't say this this phrase at all. Harmin achalova anino eno yachalus vados. If he ate it when he was an oni, he can't say this vidui. Now, this is the Rambam claims that this is the source. The din of aninus is a doraisa. As you see from this particular pasuk. Otherwise, how would I know that there is a concept of aninus at all? So this is the source. There is a machlokus whether an onein who is only an onami derabbanon and ate maser sheni can say the vidui maser. So here's you can understand the logic behind both opinions. One opinion is, well, I fulfilled my Torah obligations, so I can say vidi maaser. I can lo achalti va'oni mimenu. I didn't violate aninus d'oraisa. I only violated aninus d'rabbanan. And others would claim, as maybe we mentioned in the previous mishnah when we were speaking about brachos and the like. So it could be that even if I'm in violation of a rabbinic prohibition, nonetheless, that doesn't give me the right to say the vidui maaser, because in the end of the day, I am lying if I say that I follow all the mitzvos, even though that mitzvah only may be midrabbanan. Mishnah then continues with v'loliyati mimenu b'tameh. What does that mean? I didn't consume it when I was tameh. person is not allowed, a person who's Tamei, we don't allow him to separate Maaser Sheni from his produce because he's going to make a Tamei when he touches it. So if he did when it was Tamei, so he's not allowed to make this. He can't declare this. He can't declare that lo achalti v'lo v'yarti mi'na Tamei because he did make a Tamei. Pasuk says b'chol kodesh lo siga. Kodesh includes kodesh is not only sacred other items, truma, it includes Maaser Sheni as well. So now. When the Mishnah speaks about here, it's not so clear. The Mishnah is learning from here that wait, when you separate Maaser Sheni when you're Tamei, the pasuk says lo viyarti mimena Tamei. I didn't consume it when I was Tamei. To learn from here that we're talking about separating when I'm Tamei, so it's possible we're referring to the fact we're talking about Biur, and we mentioned that Tevel is subject to Biur. So, and we know that I have to separate Masros from my Tevel and then perform the Biur. So the Mishnah is saying, if it was Tamei, I'm not allowed to separate Maaser Sheni from the Tevel in order to do the Biur. And that's what we're referring to as well. So for a person who declares, I did not separate Maaser Sheni when I was Tamei in order to perform the Biur, so that's someone who did not so, but who did not do so. If you were Tamei when you did that, so then you can't make that declaration. That's what Biarti means. Biarti is reference to the Biur, and in order to do the Biur, I have to do the separation, so therefore you can't do the separation when you're Tamei. Ha'im ifrisho v'tumah, as the Mishnah says, ena yochel l'svados, he can't make that vidui if I separated when I was Tamei. V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis, I didn't give it to a dead person. What does that mean? So the Mishnah says, lo lakachti mimenu aron v'tachrichim l'meis. I didn't use the Maaser Sheni. I have to declare I didn't use the Maaser Sheni to money to purchase a coffin and a tachrichim shrouds for a person who passed away. I can't use the Maaser Sheni money for that. If I did, so then I can't say the vidui. Now that seems to imply that if I were to buy regular clothing for live people, that would be okay. But that's strange because we've learned in the past that Maaser Sheni should be used not for buying clothing at all. It should be used for eating and drinking, and therefore some explain that the Mishnah is not explaining the pasuk at all. The Mishnah is coming to teach that even if I spent the Maaser Sheni money to buy Aron V'Tachrichim for someone who passed away, which is not mentioned in the pasuk, I can't say the Vidui Maaser. Why? Because that's included in the negative commandment against using Maaser Sheni for something other than eating, drinking, and anointing, which we know that's what I'm able to use it for. I could, if I use the produce of Maaser Sheni, let's say I use the oil itself of Maaser Sheni, let's say to smear on someone who passed away. So it certainly goes without saying, I can't say the Vidui Maaser, and that may be a simple understanding of the pasuk, but here the chiddush is that I can't even use it for the purposes of the mitzvah of aron v'tachrichim l'meis, leaving the money. It's certainly the oil itself I cannot use. Others say that maybe this could be understood as follows: this pasuk continues what the previous statement was speaking about Maaser Sheni became Tamei, and you can no longer eat it. So what am I declaring? I declare I didn't redeem the Tamei Maaser Sheni and buy with it Aron V'Tachri from someone who died. Well, it's Tamei anyway. So maybe I should be able to do so. That implies that if I did redeem it and buy clothing for people who are living, so that would be okay. So if that's the case, the pasuk is teaching me that even though Maaser Sheni, which is tahor, and of course the money as well, can only be used for eating, drinking, and smearing, anointing, oil, whatever. But the money that you use that to redeem the Maaser Sheni can't be spent on clothing for people who are living, but not for someone who has passed away. That's what it means. V'lo nasati mimenu l'meis. And v'lo nasati v'lo onanim acherim. And I didn't give it to other onanim. What does that mean? Maaser Sheni, I can't use as an onan, and I can't give it to other people to own it as well. That is also improper. Some ask the question, of course I can't. We know an onan can have Maaser Sheni. So this is a violation of Lifnei Yevilosi Tein Michshol. So the answer may be that maybe we're talking about a person who is Midoraisa, is not an onan, is not required to mourn for this particular person, but he's doing so anyway. So such a person wouldn't violate lo achalti va'onim imenu, but nonetheless, lo nesativ lo onen emachem, there would be a Torah violation for me to give this to one of these people. Shomati b'kol Hashem Elokai, the pasuk says, what is that? Now listen to Hashem. Havesiv l'beis habechira. I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. V'harim akum asher yivchar Hashem Beis HaBechira. This is an extra phrase. Comes to teach me that that I'm supposed to bring the right. I'm supposed to bring the whatever it is to Yerushalayim. Asher sheni. I only have to bring to Yerushalayim itself, not to the Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, we're referring to someone who has Maser Sheni money. What does that mean, Maser Sheni money? We said, I really, lechatzchil, you should spend it on shlamim, carbon or shlamim. And that's why it's telling me, Shamat Rikol Hashem Elokai, Hevesiv Lebeis, Habechira, I should be able to declare that I bought carbon shlamim with the Maser Sheni money. Rashi quotes this on the Chumash. Samachti visi machti bo. I did everything he asked me. It's a continuation of the previous statement. I declared I purchased Karbono Shlomim with the Maaser Sheni money, and I brought them to the Beis HaMikdash. Now I make another statement that I ate the meat of the Shlomim in Besimcha, as I'm supposed to. Pasuk says, Ki Mufnei Hashem Lekecha Tocholenu V'Makom HaYishamchar Hashem, and V'Samachta. There has to be a sense of Simcha as well. And I did so, and I came to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the end of the declaration of the Vidui Maaser. Next Mishnah, we'll discuss the Pasuk of Ashkifa.